I'm on the phone today with Stardex, who is an activist in the UK who is joining us on the phone today from Glasgow, where the G8 summit and the counter demonstrations are just about to begin. Welcome to the program, Stardex.
Hello from Glasgow.
So just to start off, you're involved in an organization of a mobilization called Make Borders History. And the title of this struck me as being very funny because there's also another mobilization called Make Poverty History. I'm wondering if you can explain a little bit the analysis behind Make Borders History and what you're doing during the G8 summit, and if you could compare that to some of the mobilizations that other groups are doing, such as Make Poverty History.
In mobilization against the, before in the time before the G8 summit in Glen Eagle, Scotland, there was a lot of discussions about Make Poverty History. Make Poverty History is actually a network or a campaign started by a network of NGOs all around the UK and Europe, huge NGOs like Oxfam, churches, and organizations like that. And they're organizing the big mass demonstration today on the 2nd of July in Edinburgh, where about 150,000 people are expected. Make Poverty History is, it's actually about death of African nations. That means that the claim of Make Poverty History is that the G8 countries dropping the death of African countries. This is very interesting because if you think that there's poverty in Africa, the most natural thing could be to say, if people live in poverty somewhere else, why don't they go to a place where life is better? And that's very interesting. This is where migration and borders come into the discussion. And Make Borders History, of course, the name is a kind of, it's taken from the Make Poverty History campaign. Make Borders History is about the idea that there are no borders anymore and people can move wherever they like and, live the life they want to live.
So what are the main issues that you're going to be focusing on at the upcoming G8 summit?
For us, the main issue is migration, and that means that people can move freely, that they can live wherever and however they want to live. And in the discussion about the G8, one of the main issues is always globalization. And in globalization, it seems like borders losing importance. That means that there are no nations anymore, or no borders, that the market is worldwide. Is a free market. And on the other hand, you have a very strict and strong migration management. That means that people are not allowed to move as freely as goods in the free market, that they are stuck to the places where they are, where they are needed for capitalism, and that they're stuck in countries, in nations. And that's a very interesting development, because these borders and this migration management is not along nation states anymore. It's much more today. And this is what we try to express with this Make Borders History Day tomorrow.
For the last few years, there's been a very heavy emphasis put on terrorism at the mm-hmm. G8 summits. It's become a great focus mm-hmm. of the dialogue in these meetings. Mm-hmm. How would you say this discourse is affecting migrant people in the UK and throughout the world?
It's very prominent in the UK because there are new discussions here which are completely new to the migrant people and all other peoples here, like, for example, ID cards. ID cards were completely unknown in Britain, and now there's a big discussion about introducing ID cards, about fingerprints and ID cards and stuff like that. And this is, of course, all this is connected to controlling migration, to control what is called illegal migration. Britain tries to isolate themselves even from the European Union immigration laws. in the Schengen Agreement. And so this is a real issue here in UK in the moment, because all these things which come along with this, like ID cards, controlling and stuff like that, are really irritating people.
On Sunday, July the 3rd, Make Borders History will be doing a tour of Glasgow to visit some of the places of migration control in the city. Can you tell us a bit about this tour that will be taking place?
Yeah, this is not going to be a classical demonstration. It's called a tour because people are asked to gather in the city centre tomorrow at noon, and then, people will, let's say, scatter in different groups, and they will tour on different routes through the city, through the whole city, and come along different places, institutions, companies, which all are involved in different ways into migration control. That starts by, with a very obvious thing, the UK Home Office. Oh, part of it is located in Glasgow, and this is working on migration, of course. There are other, like, airline offices which are involved in deportation. There are labor agencies like Manpower, Staff Finders in Glasgow. And there is even, and this is, for many people do not know that, there are many, part of NGO-like organizations, like, for example, the YMCA in Glasgow, which is surprisingly a partner of the IOM, the International Organization of Migration, which plays a big role in migration management. There are also tomorrow events organized by other organizations, for example, an event in the afternoon about in Glasgow about the situation of migrant women in the UK. There will be a discussion in the Alternative Summit in Edinburgh about migration and precarity, about migration and work. So it was originally a idea by a small group of people, but later on it was taken up by many others.
What are you hoping that will come out of these protests against the G8 in the coming week?
Well, we hope that that migration as an issue gets a kind of wider understanding. That's not only about claiming rights from government, but also to understand that migration management is done by many, many different tools, different organizations, and sometimes these organizations doesn't even know, like many NGOs, that they are part of this management, and that they are part of a system stabilizing borders.
We have been on the phone with Stardex, who is in Glasgow, Scotland, just prior to the G8 summit there. Thank you for being with us on the phone today.
Okay, thank you.